Studio at sandtalknetwork.com, and we're not on Facebook Live tonight. It didn't work out that way tonight, but we are glad to be here in the studio live anyway.
Yes, we
it's
are.
Always a joy. Dr. Angel, my co-host. This is a very special night for us.
It sure is.
Why? Why is this a special night?
We are celebrating 4 years of Go Yard.
Oh my gosh. Yes, we need some applause there, Vaughn. I tell you. Woo! 4 years. Tonight, actually, this same weekend in September, 4 years ago in 2014. And hence why our website is goyard2014.org is because of that very fact that it was. Yeah, there we go. There's that. All right. Woo! And it is exciting to have gone 4 years because, I mean, when I remember clear back 4.5 years presenting this idea to you one day, you were kind of had some trepidation and concern, right,
oh, yes.
Dr. Angel?
I sure did. I'm thinking, oh, I'm not going to like this radio thing.
Right. Because you had never done radio at that point, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I had not.
And I remember reassuring you, it's going to be fine. You're going to be great. It's going to come natural. Just give it some time. And was I right or was I wrong?
You were right.
I was right, of course, right? And to the point that now you even enjoy this.
I do. I look forward to Thursdays very much.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So why have we embarked on such a major project as a Go Yard life coaching show? What does that mean? Because some people may not even understand what life coaching is.
Oh, wow. So our Go Yard, well, first of all, it's a baseball term for hitting a home run. And so we're baseball fans.
Yes, we are.
You named it with your son, right?
Right. My son named it, actually, the show. Yeah.
And that's what it's about. It's about learning how to hit these home runs
yes.
in life. We are all living life. And so often we are striking out or not getting where we want to go. And that's what life coaching is about, is helping us figure out our next step so we can do this thing, but do it well.
And do it better. And you know, in all these shows from 4 years, and by the way, a lot of them are on our website, goyard2014.org, O-R-G. And then we have a lot of the very recent ones here on tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcasts and then go to Go Yard. And we say that because why are we telling people how to access old shows?
Well, because life happens.
It's right.
The simplest reason. But, you know, when we're doing a show or we're doing a topic, it may not be where you are right now. You may
exactly.
mean nothing to you in the moment, mm-hmm. but life happens. And so then when you have that thing happen that we've covered in a show, we probably have a show for it
right.
to help you get back through that thing.
Right. So give us some examples of some of our topics, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about what we've been trying to accomplish in these 4 years.
Well, I knew you were going to ask that, so I brought a whole bunch of just what we've done over the years. We've talked about passivity and worry and overcoming insecurity and overcoming
okay.
people pleasing.
Oh boy, I'm glad you're telling all those. Okay,
dealing
go ahead.
With disappointment.
All right.
Handling guilt.
Whoa.
Getting out on the limbs.
My gosh.
What's holding you back?
Right.
Overcoming negative feelings and emotions. Control.
Right.
Changing the person inside of us.
Yes.
Friendships, finding our voice.
Right.
Grudges and resentments.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
All of
boundaries,
that.
Preparedness. Like, this list is humongous.
Domestic violence.
I mean,
divorce, parenting, dealing with teenage kids and all their
dealing
issues.
Dealing with difficult kids.
And we have had, I mean, we've gone on and on. But the whole idea is a lot of times we spend more than 1 week. One
mm-hmm.
week does not cover
no.
a lot of this. So we have series on our website and also here on Tantalk Network, usually 2, 3, 4, 5 shows, whatever, mm-hmm. in a series, simply because you can't cover everything in just an hour.
No, and we want the show to be a tool, and to be a tool, that means we got to really peel back what's under whatever the topic is right. we're looking at.
Right. We don't want to just identify the problem. We try our best to give solutions and ideas on how to better, how to hit those home runs that go your life, right?
And to a variety of ways this problem could happen in someone's life, or this issue, they could be experiencing it.
Right.
So we're, you know, to make sure this is a good tool.
And our background, for those of you that may just be tuning in for the first time or recent ones, is that Dr. Angel, you are a PhD and licensed mental health counselor. You work in the field every day. Mm-hmm. You have people under you that work for you. So this is your expertise. And I've been a pastor for many, many years and a realtor also. There's Pete. Hey there, buddy. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. It's good to see our engineer there.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah.
Happy four-year anniversary.
4 years.
Thank you.
We're excited.
Yes, yes. Definitely, we'll have Facebook Live back next week. Just started a new job and just trying to get, training done and everything like that, so running a little bit late today.
That's okay.
We're glad you're here.
Really, because we thought that this anniversary show was going to go till next week, because when we get into the meat of the show, we're not going to be able to get it done in 1 hour again.
Good, then we'll get it next week.
We'll get it next week.
All right.
And a week from Sunday on the 23rd is the Sunday show we do every week.
Yes.
Living the Good Life, and that'll be our 600th show.
And I'll be there.
And you're going to be, we're going to be live Facebook that day.
Absolutely, we will
be. Yeah, with the radio team. So
yes.
That airs every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Put in a little commercial right here for that one.
On the Tantalk Radio Network.
There you go. Thank you, Pete.
You're
welcome. The best.
Thank you.
All right. So, Dr. Angel, we've been talking about, what are we going to talk about here for this week and next week as we celebrate 4 years of doing this show? We didn't want to introduce a new topic. We wanted to kind of bring in a concentrated overview.
Yes.
Is that a right term?
Yeah, kind of a, overview is a great term.
An overview. And not be, how can we handle all those topics that we've handled in 4 years? And, you know, so we don't want to go back and do that material. We want to say it, kind of an overview of why
the roots.
This is important.
An overview of the roots.
Oh, I like that.
Because a lot of these are the roots to many of the things that we're experiencing.
Exactly. Because a lot of people struggle with life. They struggle. And maybe they've just accidentally tuned into the show tonight as they're driving home from work. And they go, well, what is that all about? Tell some friends and check it out. And go to TantalkNetwork.com. Go to podcasts and go to the name of the show, Go Yard, and check these out. But as we've been talking about this, life goes by very quickly, okay?
Yes,
and you are very much younger than me, so I am the authority on this issue, all right? And this issue is, you wake up one day and you realize, whoa, where'd my life go, you know? And how many more years do I have? And how much more do I need to get accomplished in this life? And I think a lot of people begin to realize that life is going by fast, and when they look back, they are sad.
Yes, they have regrets.
They have regrets. And the more I thought about this in the last few days, about this anniversary, we have been trying our best to help people live their best life possible, right?
Yes.
And not get to a point down the road 10, 20, 30 years from now where they're just regret after regret because they didn't work on this relationship, or they didn't work on that marriage perhaps, or their kids, they've just gotten mad and they don't speak to this one or that one or a sister or an uncle or a parent, and they're mad. They've got a lot of anger.
And bitterness.
And we've done shows on that, and resentments. And it just kept coming to me that a lot of people go through life barely living up to their potential because of anger and resentments and unreserved conflict.
Unresolved.
Unresolved, not unreserved. Unresolved conflict that they didn't settle with things.
They do. And, you know, it holds a lot of people back. Those, you know, we have talked about those chains, that those are the chains that just hold us from doing our best or doing,
right.
You know, so we're just kind of like we're in the water and our little head's just bobbling above the water. We can get air, we're alive, but we're not thriving. We're just surviving.
Exactly.
And that's not how we should be living. We should not be just living.
Right.
just trying to survive moment to moment, crisis to crisis. We need to learn how to thrive because life is going to happen.
It's going to happen. And, you know, the whole idea is for this show is to challenge us to become our best selves. And that's easy to say and harder to do.
It is.
Right?
Yes.
Because we all know that the challenges that some of us face in different areas of our lives are huge. They are, perhaps someone's had something awful happen to them in life where they have suffered a physical disability or they battle a, you know, a terminal illness or they've just had one awful thing happen after another. And they may be listening right now going, I don't think I'm ever going to change. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to come out of all of this failure and this pain. And so we want to say to our audience tonight, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Why are you so emphatic when I say that?
Because if you have breath, you have hope, and you can change.
You can change.
You can change it. How many
How many times have you heard people say, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, my oldest dog, Zoe Grace, is 15, and she still plays soccer like a trooper and runs through the house.
Aww.
And she's 15. Well, you know her very well.
I know, but I would like to see that.
It's cute as all get out. It really is. Next time you're over, you got to see it, because she really is a trooper. And here, you know, some dogs, she's the equivalent to 105 years old here. Some dogs just, you know, they just get weaker and weaker. Mm-hmm. Zoe seems to get stronger and more full of life and enjoys her soccer ball and life, you know. We want to be like that as people, you
yes.
know.
Yes. We want, and you know, it's about embracing the moment in front of us. You know, I think so. Well,
would you define that? Because some people may not even understand the term embrace.
Well, embracing
it means a hug, right?
Yeah, well, it can mean a hug. It's willingness and enthusiastically, you're embracing and accepting and supporting something.
Okay.
So you're
going for it.
You're embracing it.
Right.
Yes, you're going for it, which is why we would say a hug, because you're going for your enthusiasm, that support.
Right.
So when we are embracing our life, we're seizing every moment. You know, so often we spend so much time thinking about our past.
Right.
And we're depressed.
Right.
Or we are worrying about our future.
Right.
And we have anxiety. But how many minutes do we spend here in this
here,
moment?
And be present in the moment. Have you ever had a conversation with someone, you've been out to dinner with them, or it's a work colleague or a relative, and you're sitting there and you realize they're not in the moment?
Oh, no, their body's there and their mind is
their body
else.
Is there, and where are they really?
Yes.
They're thinking about how they're gonna work out this issue or that issue, and you can tell when they're like that a lot of times because they'll cut you off.
Yep.
In the conversation.
And they'll say something really random.
Right. And it's like, well, where'd that come from? Squirrel, you know? I mean, you just like, wow. And I think that this is more of a common problem in our society because we live on the edge. We live a fast pace. We live constantly trying to get this done and that done and that done. You and I both said we make lists on our desk. And I was just tearing them up today, you know, just... You know, getting this thing done, this procedure done, getting that done, and getting this office work done, and mark it off with a red pen over my blue. I love it when I can do that. But that, I'm focused on getting something done, right?
Right.
And then the phone rings, and I need to take this call and be in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I've learned through the years that conversation right then is more important than me checking things off on my list. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. And it is. And it's about being and experiencing life just in this moment. We just spend, our brains are everywhere else but here.
Right.
And we're wondering why we're so stressed, and we're wondering why we feel sad or miserable or whatever we're feeling. We need to keep our brain, we need to spend some time in this moment and experience what's going around.
Exactly.
I mean, how many times have you driven somewhere that you go and you got there and you don't remember the drive, right?
I have, yes.
That's kind of scary.
It is scary. I was at a Rays game yesterday, and by the way, it was wonderful, and they won. But you know what? It just really struck me again how those players, they're out there to win it. I mean, they play 162 games plus playoffs if they get in the playoffs every single year. That's a lot of baseball.
Yes, that
okay?
is.
Okay? I mean, it really is. And they don't go out there on the field and think, I'm just going to be here tonight. And
they can't. Because if they do, then
what
it shows
happen?
Up in their performance.
Exactly.
It shows
right?
up. People notice it, like myself and people that watch baseball, like yourself.
Yes.
You'll notice that performance if they're not giving 100%.
Well, and
they have to give 100% because right now they're in the playoff chase. It's an amazing
they are.
Season. 80 wins.
Man, it's already it's crazy how good they are.
All the players they got rid of, Marcia, in the offseason, we talked about it. And I thought they were going to lose over 100 games. And I was completely wrong. And I'm glad. The young kids right now are playing very well.
They are playing. But you know what? That kind of proves our point here.
Mm-hmm.
Because these kids have to make an impression.
Exactly, they do.
Okay? They don't want to be traded off. They
no.
want to make an impression right here and be back, not back in the AAA, you know.
And they don't know, even though they're young, they don't know that they're supposed to lose to teams like the Red Sox and the Indians and the Yankees. That's the beautiful thing about it.
Isn't it?
Yeah, they keep on playing with that youthful exuberance.
Yes, it's exuberance.
If you will. Yes, it is. And
oh my
that's
gosh.
The reason why they have 80 wins this year. And you know what? They have the Oakland A's that are coming into town. If they sweep the Oakland A's, theoretically, they're still in this playoffs. They
yes,
can still win the second wild card. And all you got to do to get in is just get in. That's it. Just
right.
get into that number,
that's right.
that second game, into that that wild card game, and then you take your chances.
And
anything
then you take
can
your
happen.
Chances. Anything
yep.
can happen.
Yep.
And I know I was sitting there yesterday. I had really good seats. It was a birthday gift from my family.
Nice birthday gift.
It was. And I had really good seats. Best I've ever had ever. And I was sitting there watching up close. No binoculars, just watching.
Mm-hmm.
Watching their faces. Watching their the way they stood in the batter's box. The way they caught the ball. The way that, you know, they aggressively ran after the shortstop, you know.
It's the show.
Oh,
and it's
man.
The show for a reason.
It
because they're
the
so professional.
Reason.
You can see them.
Yes.
And what they're doing and everything they're going through. And you really don't have any idea. You maybe have a 5 to 10% idea of what these players go through, but you're exactly right.
Yeah,
it's a 162-game season. And then on top of it, you have about a month to 2 months to get ready
training.
With spring training. So almost all year round, they're playing baseball, and you have to play baseball almost all year around in order to perfect your craft. It's just like basketball. You have to keep on taking the shots. A wide receiver like a Jerry Rice, what he always talked about with him making him great is doing the same thing
over and over again.
It's about
exactly.
repetition.
Yes. Thank you for adding to our conversation.
Absolutely, as always.
Because, you know, that is the inspiration for the name of this show.
Yes, it is.
And it really is, all things are possible when people just give effort. That's the
mm-hmm.
thing. That's a biblical concept.
It sure
Jesus
is.
Said all things are possible to him who believes,
right?
And it's the same thing in sports. It's the same thing in living our best lives. Don't you think, Doctor?
Right. And they do because they dare to believe they can. And then
exactly.
they put in the work.
Right.
And the effort.
Yes.
And, you know, all those things. What are we doing? And that's what we need to bring down to our life. First of all, do you dare to think you can?
That's right.
Whatever you think you should be doing or mm-hmm. what your passions are, your dreams or mm-hmm. your goals are. And then what are you doing to get there?
And what are you willing to stop doing so you won't get there? Do you know what I
exactly.
mean? In other words,
yes.
what are you willing to change?
Let go the
Let
things that
go
are holding
of.
You back.
Okay.
Yes.
I kept hearing these two words today, so I'm going to throw them at you. Embrace versus endure.
Okay. So we talked about embrace. It's that acceptance, that support, that I'm willing to do this enthusiastically.
Mm-hmm. Like baseball players.
Yes.
And I'm so
I'm
glad
willing.
We got to bring in my wonderful passion of baseball. But go ahead.
I know, as always, and your face lights up every time you talk
I
about it.
I love it. I love it. But you too. You and I have been
I
to
know,
games. We
I know.
Love going.
Love them.
Yeah.
And then endure is suffer, remain, and exist.
Ooh.
Yeah. So if I'm going to endure, I'm suffering. So
wow.
everything we go through, we can embrace it or we can endure it.
That's right.
I can come into this hopeful, accept it,
yes.
and be positive.
Right.
Or I can suffer and just exist.
Right. There used to be some old in the church vernacular, suffering for the Savior, you know, and how so many people, you know, Christians and people like that would think, oh, the more I suffer,
the more holy I
the
am.
The more holy I am. And it's not like that in the scripture. God wants us to live our fullest lives that we possibly can. And not to, well, I will bring that spiritual in because we are physical, we are mental people, we are emotional, we are spiritual
yes,
people.
We are.
Whether or not you believe in God or not, you're still a spiritual being. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so with all of that said, how do we become our best? We don't by just enduring, suffering, you know.
No, when we're enduring and we're suffering and we're existing, we're not happy. We're feeling a lot of pain. Like it's that's a hardship. And it's how we take it in our mindset. And you're right. We have, you know, physical, spiritual, emotional, mental. And when any of our body systems are out of balance,
yes.
It affects all the other body systems.
It does. When you're not feeling good, what happens to your emotions?
Yeah, you're touchy. Emotions can happen. You might feel more depressed or more anxious, you know. It affects all of
right.
your systems in your body.
Oh, it certainly does. So when we actually embrace life, mm-hmm. like we're talking these young rookies, five rookies in the infield, you got to be kidding me. That's unheard of. When you have these young guys getting in there and like, this is my opportunity to shine, you know?
Sure is.
But why in life do we so often not have that kind of an attitude, Dr. Angel?
Well, I think it's because we take on this belief system that we're victims to our life.
Yes.
Life happens to us and I can't control it.
Right. Right. It's a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when things are going rough, I've heard people say, and I believe this with all my heart, it's the time to start being grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For what you do have. Mm-hmm. And grateful, that you have an opportunity to embrace the next day or the future, you know. So embracing is so much different than enduring.
Oh, yes.
But I know an awful lot of people who have victim mentality through mm-hmm. their lives. I've known them through the years. And it's so hard for them to embrace.
To embrace it because they are, you're right, they're suffering. It's happening to me. I can't change it. I can't control it. And you can control how you think about it.
Yes.
You may not be able to control the situation, but I can control how I think about it, how I let it impact me, and what I'm doing about it.
Yeah.
That's all within my power.
Oh, it certainly is. We got to do some commercials here in just a second. It's break time. We're coming back. We got some stuff we want to talk to you about the seasons of our lives. And you don't want to miss this. It's good stuff. We'll be right back.
On the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Woo! All right.
That's
thanks,
our song,
Pete.
I'm Gonna Take That Mountain by Reba.
Well, that is what that song is. Uh-huh. Whoa, that's cool. Welcome back to our 4-year anniversary part one show right here. Part two next week live on Facebook. And it's been 4 years since we began this show, and the concept, I believe, was given to us by the Lord, by God. And the whole idea was to help people live their best lives. That's what we're trying to do.
Absolutely.
And it's not a spiritual show. It's a psychological, mental, emotional, help you in every area of your life, practical insight show.
Yes, right? With lots of tools, lots of supports, lots of great ideas.
Yes. So we were just talking before the break about embracing life versus enduring. So you want to talk a little bit more about that, Dr. Angel, because I know you see this every day in your business, in your work, that you have to deal with foster kids, you have to deal with troubled families, kids that are trying to commit suicide, all the stuff you deal with mm-hmm. on a daily basis, you and your counselors.
Yes, we do. And you know, there's a whole lot of people enduring out there.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of people feeling like I have no power.
Right.
Or they're giving their power away and they don't realize it.
Okay, explain that concept. We've talked about that. That's probably been one of the main concepts in 4 years that we've talked about here on this show, has to do with your power, what you do with your power. And people need to understand that they have power.
Yes, everybody
what do you do
has
with it?
Power.
How do you explain that to your listeners?
What we have power over, I have power over myself.
Okay.
I have power over my decisions and choices.
Okay.
I have power over my attitude. I have power over my actions
right.
and my successes.
Right.
Like, those are amazing things to have power over. So I can be going through something difficult, but I have the power to make a choice, to
right.
choose what kind of mindset I'm having going through this,
right.
How I'm going to respond through this. Like, that's a lot of power. And what we're doing is we just hand it to someone else and let them make our choices. And then we're miserable because we're enduring even more hardship.
Well, don't a lot of people just curl up in a fetal position, so mm-hmm. to speak, metaphorically, maybe sometimes exactly.
And give up
and think, this is too hard. Mm-hmm. I can't do this. I am too miserable. And, you know, happened to somebody, an extended family member of mine about 4 weeks ago, and carrying an 8-month, she was 8 months pregnant and gave up and took heroin and overdosed and killed her and the baby. And that was in our extended family. And it was extremely painful for everybody close to her. Mm-hmm. I did not know her that well, but just the same, you think, how could life be that bad? When you're getting ready to have a baby and a heroin overdose that kills her and the baby. And I mean, that hit our extended family. You know?
Sure.
And it hits a lot of people across this nation where they just, young people, older people, they just give up.
They do.
They just find no hope.
And giving up can look like a lot, but that's the ultimate giving up when
right.
you take your own life or even try to or want to. But a lot of times people are giving up by not doing anything.
Right.
Just laying down and letting life walk all over them.
Right.
Most of the time when I see patients, by the time they come in, they're looking for a miracle fix. They're looking for what we call it in the field, the magic pill. They want something that's magically going to come in and make all this better for them. And it doesn't exist. If it did, I'd be really rich because everybody wants it.
Right.
But there is no magic. It's
But isn't that why so many people in our society have turned to medications mm-hmm. thinking, and doctors are to the fault of this too, probably a lot. This will take care of that.
Well, it's going to make you maybe not feel the pain in the moment.
Right, right. But so often that's not the answer.
It's not the answer, especially something that's going to hamper or hold us back from growing as people. We got to be able to experience, pain brings change. Change brings pain.
Both.
But so when the pain of change is less than the pain of staying the same is when people want to finally move. So
can you say all that again backwards three times real fast?
That's not happening.
Okay.
I know, I was trying to say it slow to make sure I didn't get it backwards.
So when the pain of change
is less than the pain of staying the same,
the less than the pain of staying the same, then change happens.
We start to see change happen.
I know some people out there listening are going, what was all that?
I know.
So let's break it down. It hurts to change. That's what we're saying.
There's pain involved when
there
we change.
There is pain. Growth hurts. Right?
Yes, it does.
When we have to make tough decisions and we have to, as a parent, let's say, no, you're not going to do this. You think you are, you're not. This is why you're not. It's easy to say to the kid, oh, just go. Get out of here. Just leave. Just be gone all evening. You know, I don't care what time you come in because it's easier to deal with. And that's a lot of parenting that happens in this culture now.
It's called, the pacifier parents, what I like to call them, because they'll give the kid whatever it is to pacify him and not have a conflict in the moment. And what they're creating is a monster.
That's exactly right.
At the end of it. And they have no idea what to do with this.
It's tough taking a stand, right? And it's not just when it's in parenting, but in our own selves, just individually, to discipline yourself to say, I'm not going to eat that whole cake, or I am not going to roll up in a ball and not live. I'm not going to refuse to go to work just because I don't feel like it, or I'm mad about something. You know what I'm saying?
Correct. I mean, it does. It takes energy, effort, discipline, like a want. Like, there's a lot to it, and it's a change in our, you know, our routine or what we're accustomed to. And that's like taking us on those limbs where it's a little uncomfortable.
That's right.
And that's where that pain comes in. It's that pain of, you know, not being comfortable.
Well, one concept we've talked about a lot in these 4 years is developing a valuable support system.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And I mean, we have had shows on that.
We can have a show on that.
We can do it. We can stay here till midnight, but they won't let us. So, but I mean, the support system is so vital. Mm. And unfortunately, in this culture now, with technology the way it is, with people not interacting personally as much as they used to, it's just texting, not even talking on the phone, emails, texting. It has set us up to be isolated, my opinion. Doctor, your thoughts?
I agree with your words, very much so. And, you know, we're wired to connect to people. We are innately born with that need, that desire to connect. And our culture has brought us to be like little islands. We're all kind of living and we're doing it with other people, but we're not doing it interacting. We're all independent, kind of doing our thing. And then we think we're connecting when we, you know, text. We don't even text words anymore. People like, you know, YW. And I'm like, what's that? That's supposed to mean you're welcome, by the way. Like, you're not even giving me the words anymore. Now it's just letters to figure out what I'm trying to say.
That drives me crazy,
It drives me nuts. And when we only use words, that's only 7% of communication. 7%.
I remember talking about this many times.
93% of the message when we are not connect, when we're only connecting through text and written word.
7% words.
So you're giving a 7% connection to another person when you're communicating that way. That's 7% is not enough to survive.
It's not enough. We need the human contact. We need to get out of our little shells and interact. Okay. We need to, and in the culture we're in right now, part of the problems that we have raising kids is that they're kind of born with a chip in their in their, you know, brain already. Right now, they're immediately. It's amazing to me how my little grandkids, the littlest ones, love to play with cell phones. I mean, that's just it's amazing. But that is the culture we're in.
It is.
And how do we change that? We've got to desire human contact.
We have to make time for it.
Well, on Facebook or whatever social media you're on, you can present quite a rosy picture of your life.
Sure can.
Right? Mm-hmm. And we've talked about that in these 4 years, about how easy it is to give an impression that is not reality.
Yes. And we are usually going on with our best foot forward. We want everyone to think our life is so wonderful because that's the message. Instead of just being real, like, this stuff is hard and we need friends. We need people who are going to hear us when we're going through difficult times. Some, or just sit with us or pray with us, or if we need help, that they're there.
Exactly.
We need that.
We need that. And so often when we just text, people can't tell what we're really trying to say.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we put now emojis. I mean, that just,
because
that's a shortcut too.
Yes, we're trying
to
add emotions.
Happy face, sad face. Yeah. So I guess the show is all about encouraging people to be more engaged, to embrace life, to be engaged in life, not to just endure, not to just be there on the edge watching others, but to actually be involved.
To be doing it. You know, it's funny, even with the social media and all that, I've gone to a few events over the last month, and people have spent more time taking pictures of the event than enjoying the event. And it was so it's frustrating to watch. Like, you just spent hours getting the best poses at the best places, but you didn't really enjoy anything that you just did. And so,
but isn't that because a lot of times the focus is, I'm going to post this tonight.
So I can get likes, because that makes me feel connected, better. But we're not connected at all. We need to be connected. That means we need to be, you know, going out to the coffee shops, having lunch with people, like people that mean something to us, people we can trust, people, you know, that are
absolutely
important.
Absolutely. And I mean, if all sports were just done on a video game and there never were actual baseball games or football games or whatever, nobody ever engaged in that type of social event, it would be so sad.
It would be.
It would be so fake.
It is. And, you know, we have to engage in our life. Life is not a spectator sport. We cannot sit up on the bleachers of our life and just let it happen. We need to be on the field and making what we want happen.
And because a lot of times, as a pastor, I've seen this many, many times, people are nearing the end of their lives, and we're chatting, we're talking, we're a lot of times they like to reminisce with me and tell me how they met their spouse or whatever. And as they're going through, a lot of times you hear regret. You hear, I wish I would have, well, my daughter hasn't talked to me for so many years. I just wish that I could have done differently then. And so... People, it does catch up with you at some point in your life. If you don't embrace life, if you just endure, if you don't engage, if you spectate instead, if you are just over there on the fringes and not, I keep knocking my water off.
You're excited tonight.
I am. Well, I believe in this.
I know, we do.
You know, I mean, this is what life should be, engagement.
It absolutely, you know, and when you talk about those regrets at the end of one's life, you know, they're usually relational regrets.
They are. It's not usually like, I should have bought that house instead of that house.
Right, or I should have got the boat.
Right. It's not usually that at all. No.
It is.
It's relationships.
I wish I would have apologized, or I wish I would have just, you know, spent more time with this person.
Right.
It's the connection.
It's the connection.
Yeah.
That's what life is really about. If you talk the spiritual thing, it's connection between God and us, right? That's the spiritual connection. You talk about emotional, we can't live in a vacuum.
No.
And I think on this show for the last 4 years, we have tried our best to say, be the best self you can. Don't live in a vacuum. Don't go, you know, build a bomb shelter and live down there.
Yeah.
Back in the 50s, everybody was building bomb shelters, right? When they thought we were going to have a nuclear bomb, you know, which, you know, whatever, might happen someday. But there were people who actually had years and years of supplies, you know, down there. You know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. And they're still doing it, but
I know they are.
That's not how we're meant.
We're not meant to isolate.
To connect, and genuinely connect, too. It's not just, hey,
that's
we're
going to
have
word.
Surface conversation. No, really, what's
like
going
that.
On?
I like what you just said, genuine connection, because there's fake connection.
Oh, yeah.
Or there is superficial connection.
Yes.
How many times have you known people that are so superficial to your face, they tell you, I love spending time with you. And then you hear 2 days later that they really can't stand you.
Oh, that happens all the time. Or that they, you know, don't really talk about the real stuff in life, and they let everyone think everything's okay, and it's not.
It's not at all. You said the word genuine. I love genuine leather. And as a Christian bookstore owner many years ago, we had these different kinds, and they still do, of Bibles, you know, that we sold. And you could get the kind of basically hard paper back. Mm-hmm. right? Or really hard paperback or soft paperback. Then you could graduate to imitation something or other, they called it. And then you could get bonded leather. And all bonded leather was pieces of leather that were glued to a paper backing. That's bonded leather. Wow. Yeah. That's why it all peels and cracks and comes off. And then there's genuine leather. And you've seen the stack of Bibles I have in my office, yes, which is like yay tall. And they're all genuine leather because I believe in genuine leather, okay? Yes. Because I've seen what bonded leather does. Now, let's just take that metaphor and transfer it to life.
Well, and that's...
You're up.
I'm up.
I gave you the metaphor. Now
you
take
did.
It.
You did. You set me up here. But that's how relationships are. You know, when we have, you know, that genuine leather, that's that deep, intimate relationship, not talking sexual. We're talking just relationship.
Deep connection.
Meaning I'm going to be real with you. I am not wearing my masks. I'm not wearing my facades. I am, you know, going to keep your confidence. I am, you know, I'm here to support you. When I say I'm here, I'm really going to show up. I care about you and I'm going to show you I care about you. You know, but too oftentimes we're accepting bonded leather that peels back. So we need that connection, but we don't put the time into creating relationships that have that connection.
Well, it pays the price.
Yeah.
See, people bought bonded leather Bibles, and they still
do. They were less expensive and easier.
All the time, because they are usually $30, $40 cheaper than a genuine leather. But it's going to, eventually, you're going to find out what it's made of,
yep,
right? And a lot of people don't understand the word bonded, okay?
Yes.
Okay? So, therefore, but genuine, we understand that. Okay, and this show, we have done our best to try to cause people to desire to be genuine. I don't know exactly what the I'm going to make a note of that. Maybe we'll talk about that next week on our part two of this series. But genuine versus the fake, or versus the halfway, or something that looks like it, but it really isn't, right?
Yes.
You know, I don't know. I was talking about this recently with somebody. In life, the older you get, you realize that you haven't had that many true, genuine friends.
Oh, that is so true. Because we accept somebody that says I'm here for you, says I'm going to, you know, keep your confidence, but they don't really do those things. They're splurting your deep, dark secrets all over. They're not available when you need them, or, you know, those kinds of things.
Yes.
That's not genuine.
No.
And we accept it as friendship. Oh, well, they're busy. Oh, well, they had other things to do. Oh, well, and then we're hurt. Our hearts are hurt because we poured our heart out to this person thinking they were the real deal.
But who's at fault in that? Because I think we pick wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a note of this for next week.
It's not only that we pick wrong. We don't put the time in.
Uh-huh.
I think we have a caller.
That's right. Huh?
I think we have a caller.
Got Nan on the line.
Okay. Hey, Nan, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How you doing today, Mama Mac?
Hey, good. Are you listening to all this crazy discussion we're doing here?
I've been listening since 6:06.
All right. All right. And this is part one of our anniversary show because we realized we weren't going to be able to cover the things we wanted to in one show. So talk to us. Talk to us.
Well, you're talking about genuine and bonded. You
yeah.
know, and I can think of right now in my life, right as it is now, I have two bonded... two genuine friends for me.
Okay.
That I can talk to about anything, that I can ask of anything. They're there for me if I need them.
Sure.
I have other friends, but none of them as such a passionate relationship, friendship relationship with those two than with the other ones that I do have in my life that I do talk to, that I do see. But these two are just really special to me, and they're genuine.
Well, and when we have those kind of people in our lives that we can say, yeah, that's a genuine friend, there is honesty. I think that one of the keys here is honesty with this genuine stuff. Don't you think, Nan?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you know, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because so often people will tell you what they want, what they think you want to hear.
Or what they want you to think or believe.
Right, both ways.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then you begin to realize, that's not exactly right. That's not really where they're coming from, you know?
Right.
Nan, have you been hurt in life by people who were fake friends?
Oh, yes. What just came to mind, I can remember one time when I was married, a girl that I thought was a very good friend of mine left a note on my husband's pickup truck saying, if you ever need me, I'm here for you.
Oh, that's not good.
And I was like, whoa. And he showed it to me. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And she was, I thought we were very, very close. I thought she was a genuine friend. I didn't have anything more to do with her at all after that.
Right.
He was trying to take my husband away from me.
Right.
You know, but I mean, that was not, I thought it was a genuine friend. Turned out that she wasn't.
Hmm. Good example. Do you have something you want to ask, Nan?
Nope, I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Nan. Thanks for calling in. We love you.
Okay,
see you soon.
Love you too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. You know, good point. And so often it's in those telling times or whatever you want to call those when somebody slips and does something, think you'll not find out and you see who they really are. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. That happens a lot. And I think, you know, before Nan called in, we were kind of talking about how we get to that genuine level. And I think what we're doing is we want everything fast. We want it in the moment. We're an immediate society. And so we don't take the time to build that relationship to earn the trust. Trust is earned.
It's earned.
I can trust you with something small and it you follow through. Then I can trust you with something a little bit bigger. It takes time to do that. It takes energy and effort. And then we know as we're building, we have a more genuine relationship that we've put into this.
Okay, so the person who says, I just started dating this guy, and oh, we are so much alike, and I mean, we have talked and texted for 2 weeks, and he wants to marry me. and what, that happened to somebody I know recently.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Okay, so it's not that uncommon, right?
Right, correct.
So what's wrong with that?
You haven't built... You don't have, there's not a trust to this relationship because it hasn't had time to build that kind of trust. Trust takes time.
Well, we're going to talk about that next week. We have
to
to build on that. Trust takes time. And it really does. It's not something that can just happen overnight.
No.
And so we've had a lot of shows about relationships. And a lot of times people are in marriages. They should never marry that person. Or they should not have been engaged to that person or living with them because they really didn't know them until they started realizing that all those dirty clothes are still on the floor every day. It doesn't matter what you say about it. They're still always there, etc.
Absolutely. And a lot of us, you're right, we jump into something because we want it this way, we want it now, it appears that way on the surface, so it must really be that way, and it's not.
Right.
And we cannot give out more trust than that relationship is earned, or we're going to get hurt.
Hurt.
And when we think, oh, they're this, you know, level 4 trust, meaning really deep trust, but they're really like a 1, and we're giving them 4 information, we have an opportunity for our lives to be, our hearts to be shattered, for us to be betrayed by this. And so not that someone who's earned a 4 can never betray us, but the longer it takes to build a relationship, the more secure that relationship
exactly.
is.
How about this? I'm going to throw this at you. I think a lot of life's hurts in our relationships and resentments are due to not taking the time before commitment.
Oh, yeah. We
not
just
taking
want to
time.
Run into it and make this
commitment. Oh, it's exciting. Oh, guess what? He proposed to me. And oh, guess what? We're going to get married. And we're going to go, yeah.
Yep. And that happens not just with romantic, but with friendships, with all kinds of relationships. We just go gung-ho. You know, I can't tell you the number of people, not in the capacity of a therapist, but in the capacity of Angel, who I have met that just told me all their deep, dark secrets, like the first or second time meeting me. And I'm thinking, wow, you're going to get hurt really bad one day if you haven't been already.
Right. Right. We can talk too much. We can tell too much. And people say, oh, it's good to be transparent. But there's something about...
Guarded transparency.
Okay, guarded transparency.
Yes, we can be transparent with the individuals who've earned that trust with us, with our intimate friendships or relationship.
Yeah.
But we should not be transparent. We should be real, but not transparent to the world.
Right.
We shouldn't, you know, wear all of our vulnerabilities on our forehead as stickers. Like, that's not healthy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
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 So there's a whole lot to talk about to continue on
it
with
really
this
is.
Anniversary marathon we're doing. Next week it'll be Facebook Live with these concepts. And I think that our goal always on Go Yard is to really encourage people to be the best selves that they can be, right?
Absolutely. We want them to be their best self. We want them to embrace this moment and live each moment to the fullest.
Right.
Whatever that means to that individual.
Right. And stop being so quick to act, right?
Yes. We're going to really talk about reacting versus responding. But yes, we want to respond. We want to have our power, know our power, use our power instead of giving it away.
Use our power. Yes. Okay, we're going to talk a lot about that next week. And it'll be live Facebook, so that'll be fun too.
Yes, it will.
So, Dr. Angel, for the person out there that says, well, I don't really want to have to think about all this stuff. You know, this just sounds so hard in life. I don't want to deal with it. Talk to me about that.
Well, you know, you get out of life what you put into it. You know, just like we were talking about in the beginning of the show, you know, these players are out there and they're practicing and they're practicing and they're waking up really early before they probably want to, and they're working on it day and night, and they're putting their thought, they're thinking about it. That's when we get the change results we want. Do you want it? Are you willing to put the work in?
Right.
Because it is work. Life just, you're not going to just wake up and have, you know, Cinderella lifestyle. Nobody will. Life happens, and we have to make the energy to have the life we want to have.
That's exactly right. And not be afraid of it. No. Why be afraid of change? And why be afraid of living your best self?
Especially with where you're at is not happy, or you're feeling sad or miserable. Change could definitely make a huge, big positive difference.
Right.
And that
old thing where it says people never change, it's not true.
That is not true.
Because we do change, and we're always changing. We're always changing. We're always evolving. We're always becoming something better or worse. Mm-hmm. Oh, my heavens. So do you want to sum up what we've talked about tonight, dear doctor?
Well, I think we've been doing really good. So we are really just summing up about the seasons. Life happens to all of us that... For us to live the kind of life, for us to hit those home runs, we got to want to plan
to. We
got to
want to.
And put the energy into it.
We certainly do.
You know, we want to embrace. We do not want to endure. We want to be genuine.
Yes.
As people, and constantly be challenging ourselves to our next level, to the next best thing. There's no arrival. There's not like, oh, yay, game over.
Game over is... When you die.
When you stop breathing.
That's right.
So if you're breathing, you're still in the game. You're still in this.
You're still in the game. You may be on the bench, you feel like, but hey, why not be out there being a pinch hitter or get involved?
That's right. You can be. Hey, bench players get put in the field too.
Yes, they do.
You need to be ready and warmed up for that.
You know what? We didn't know how we were going to approach this. And I honestly am very excited, as you can tell, since I knocked my water off a couple times. But next week, part two is going to be amazing. Tell a friend and tune in. Facebook Live right here. Go Yard. 4th anniversary show part two next week. This has been
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac. All right. See you next week.
Good night.
It's down with the old and up with the new. Said my life take two. Oh Lord have mercy on this weary soul. I got a new lease on life. This is